We are an award-winning podcast. We need to start acting like it. All right? Can we just be...
Can we be the least professional this episode?
I think we should just continue doing everything that we've been doing and completely disregard all the props we just got. Happy holidays, lovely listeners, and welcome back to Roomies Talking Movies, the next best stop for all things movie news and reviews. I'm your jolly host, Daniel Pacheco. Joining with me today are my co-host, he's not jolly, Camden Powell, and he doesn't look like a bowl full of jelly, Jackson Salvestrini. For those of you listening at home, why Camden and Jackson both decided not to respond is instead of a bowl full of jelly, Camden and or Jackson decided to switch it to a bowl full of cum. Someone made the naughty list.
Dan, who's to say it isn't, who's to say you didn't do it?
Yeah.
And you're trying to pin it on us.
Because I actually care about this show.
Because you won the award?
Hey, we won the award. All right?
I think it said your name, actually.
Yeah, because I'm the host. You guys are just my lackeys.
Well, no, I'm kidding. Okay.
What? Now, hold on.
That doesn't seem too fair.
For all of you wondering at home, we recently were awarded the best podcast host from KCR, which is fantastic.
Thanks,
because
KCR.
I didn't know we were in the running. Thanks, KCR. Should we call him Casey for short?
Yes.
Casey-er.
I have two daughters. Here's Casey and here's Casey-er. She was born with twice the amount of limbs as a normal little girl.
God, she has so many limbs.
I'm Casey-er.
Don't even ask about Casey-est.
The most it's Casey.
It's just a puddle of bones.
Someone kill me.
Now, who's a good girl? So, how was everyone's week?
Well, it was fine up until you said, now that's a good girl. Honestly. But, Jackson, how about your week?
Very productive, you know? Did a lot of work.
Yeah.
Got a lot of things done.
Yeah.
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 Pretty nice.
Nice,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Radical. All right, this has been a great episode. We'll see you all next week. We don't do that.
That's our outro sound now.
My week was pretty chill. Every time I thought I was done with finals or assignments, I forgot and then joined like 5 minutes late. Mm. Ain't no biggie. Ain't no big thing.
It's actually a really big deal, Danon. You're getting expelled.
I don't even know how to spell Camden, so that won't be an issue.
That was one of your
Danon,
worst.
Danon, what are you going to do when Stacy Sinclair personally comes to your door and tells you that you're kicked out of the Honors College?
Stacy Sinclair?
Yeah.
The headmaster
yeah.
for the Weber Honors College yes. of San Diego State University?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I would cry. I would plead with Stacy Sinclair.
Headmaster?
I would say... Stacy, please, I'll kiss the ground you walk on. Let me back, please. All and right. she'll probably like double down and then kick me out of SDSU.
Probably.
Now, I know we were going to watch all the Santa Claus films and review them all in 1 week, but like most streaming services and production studios, we decided we would stretch it out and make it this entire month and make it a Tim Allen extravaganza.
Woohoo.
Tim Allen. Why does he have two first names?
That's a good point.
I hate people.
That's a great
like that.
Point. Yeah. Camden Powell.
Yep.
Whose first name would be Powell? Whose parents would hate them enough to name them? You're Powell. You're my Powell.
Powell. Salvestrini.
We are instead going to tackle the first Santa Claus film this week and then continue and lead up to the week of Christmas and finish off with Santa Claus 3, The Search for More Cookies.
I only asked what it's called.
I don't care enough to actually look it up. Now, without further ado, let's gather a bunch of failed musical theater students and people who have way too much time on their hands and carol some sweet sounds of news into your ears. I was long-winded, but I thought it was a nice burn for everyone who has too much time on their hand or cares.
I mean, it was fine. I think you could work a little bit harder on these scripts, Danon. You know, we're an award-winning podcast now, so I just think
we have to start acting like it.
Yeah. Wait, no. Danon will hire a writer.
Oh.
Oh, that's so smart.
Yeah, we're making so much money.
Yeah, actually, when you get awarded best podcast, they give you $1 trillion.
Yeah, too much money. We can afford a writer.
Yeah. It's actually $1, but we decided to draw a comma on the decimal.
We're still gonna underpay him, though, right?
Oh, for sure. I'm just gonna underpay him like I underpay you two.
Yep. Wait, Jackson, you're getting paid?
You're not?
No. I'm paying him.
Hey, Danon. He's becoming aware.
Detroit become Camden.
Now, Camden, you don't want us to have to get the hose, do you?
No, please don't. Not again, please.
Well, then be a good little co-host, and let's get started on the news. Hulu will be adding Wander Over Yonder, Zeke and Luther, Kick Buttowski, Pickle and Peanut, Pickle and Peanut, and Future Worm to their streaming service, all currently exclusive and not on Disney Plus, although their original Channel 4 release was Disney XD. Now, why do you think that is?
I think Disney's trying to forget about Disney XD as much as possible.
But why?
Because XD means XD now, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but like, they were good shows.
Yeah, but Disney, you know, Disney.
You think they're going to make Disney XD RAR, like the sequel?
Hopefully.
It's the new CEO. Okay. Bob.
Doug Bowser.
What's his name? Bob.
Doug Bowser.
Doug Bowser. The new CEO.
No, that's Sony, guys.
My bad. You know, Sony's famous mascot, Mario.
Bob something. It's definitely Bob.
Bob Saget?
Bob Duncan. From
Bob's
brother, the
Bob
Disney
Duncan.
Channel.
No, Jackson got it. It's Bob Duncan. Pest
from
exterminator.
Good Luck Charlie. From Good Luck Charlie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a pull. That was a pull. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're able to remember that is impressive.
I was pretty impressed with myself too.
But that's weird how Disney Plus, who like literally their entire purpose so far besides releasing like 4 original new things, wouldn't just start off or quickly add all of their shows that they made. Like
I know why actually. So.
Oh, go off.
Our age, watched those show when little. We, our age, have no money to buy Disney Plus. Parent have money. Parent no watch those show. Disney no put those show on Disney Plus.
Could you dumb that down for me?
Thank you. I understand now.
Now that makes sense. I don't agree with it, but I guess if you look at it from that point.
A little political, honestly, but.
Yeah, I don't know why Disney would just blatantly do that, but whatever.
A fun meme in the Star Wars community, my community, if you will. In episode 4 of season 2 of The Mandalorian, there is a cameraman visible in the background of a shot. He has been deemed Jeans Guy, and he has since been removed from the episode through editing and will no doubt throw the entire Star Wars canon into chaos. Do you guys remember any mistakes that were missed and left in a show or movie that is notable in your brain?
The only one I can remember is from Game of Thrones, where they had like a Starbucks coffee like on the table.
But like people hated that. People were so mad about that. And then when Jeans Guy came in, they're like, haha, Jeans Guy.
They were like watching a Game of Thrones and like, oh no, my immersion! You're ruining book 7 for me.
Exactly. And then it was awful anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You know, they almost left a mistake in the entire Sonic movie. Almost.
Was but it you? Boom. You burned.
Sonic roasted.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got burned at the speed of sound.
Little did they know that I was the inspiration for the first Sonic model.
They nailed your feminine muscular legs spot on.
I think it's the soulless eyes is what it was, actually.
Or the gerbil teeth.
All right, guys, this is hitting a little too close to home.
It's supposed to.
Or the dumb nose.
Or just the stupid, idiot face. God. And just the way that he stands there. God, I hate Sonic.
Sonic. I hate Jackson Savastrew. Sonic Savastrew. Sonic the Hedgehog. Ooh, close one.
Jackson the Hedgehog.
Jackson Nice burns.
David Prowse, the physical actor of Darth Vader from the original Star Wars trilogy, has died at the age of 85. May he rest in peace.
It's sad. It's always sad when a famous actor like that dies. But also, he was 85. You know, he had a good run.
He had some a good great life. Things, yeah. Like, you know, Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people are going to say if they were Darth Vader? I mean, him and James Earl Jones, maybe. But not the best example, but the fact is...
Yeah.
Did a good amount.
Not only did he play Darth Vader, he was a bodybuilder. Wow.
Wait. That is the second coolest thing
you're telling me he didn't need to use the Force?
No, he just beat them to death.
Like in episode 4 when he picks him up with his hand and choking him. There was no strings. Yeah, no. He just did that. the actor he was choking was like, hey, calm down. He's just like, yeah, this is Monday stuff, and throws him on the ground.
Mm-hmm. What if the more physically built you were, the stronger the Force was?
They're all just, Yoda's just like super buff underneath his robe.
he's like, much to show you I do, and then lifts up his cloak and just has massive Popeye calves.
Yoda canonically eats spinach every day, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It has a lot of midichlorians. That's really how they get the power.
Idiot. God. Can you learn to
please
talk?
Please tell me how.
Midichlorians, bro. Come on. You're so dense, Stannin. You know like a pound cake? You're like 10 of those combined into a pound cake. 10 pound cakes in one pound cake?
A 10 pound cake?
Yeah, that's how dense you are.
That's mean.
But it's like the size of a normal pound cake.
Way too many carbs.
Lemon pound cake sounds really good right now, you guys.
What weighs more? A pound of bricks
mm-hmm.
or a pound of babies?
Pound of babies. Right?
Dana Pacheco.
I do weigh more than both of them. But
what?
What weighs more out of the
what are
two?
What are you, fat? Jesus Christ. I only weigh 0.13 pounds. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wait, guys, I need to pause for a second. My math quiz just got graded. I got 100.
Wow, great job, National Merit Scholar.
Great job, you mathematician.
All right. Sorry for that.
It's okay. It's okay.
Never apologize. You're just muted now. You're the smartest person in the world. Gandhi said that. Marvel Studios' introduction for Black Panther has been updated for Black Panther on Disney Plus in remembrance. I'm gonna start this one over.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I really Porky Pig that one.
You did.
Marvel Studios introduction for Black Panther has been updated on Disney Plus in remembrance of the late Chadwick Boseman and was released on his birthday. What they did instead of the normal Marvel opening with the red background and all the colors and characters from mm-hmm. different movies popping up, it starts out red and immediately turns purple. And then every image is of different scenes from Chadwick Boseman in the MCU.
That's cool.
And it's really a nice cool. touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like what they did in the beginning of Captain Marvel for Stan Lee and how every image was Stan Lee in a different outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cool. It's a nice little touch that they did. Like they didn't need mm-hmm. to do that, but they really, good job, Disney.
Great work, Disney.
Almost round makes up applause. For not having Kik Buttowski.
It almost makes Disney. Up for being an entertainment monopoly that's not being regulated by any means.
Camden, Monopoly's a board game, you dumbass.
Hey, quick. Hey, Danon. Does the Monopoly guy have a monocle?
No.
You're right. He doesn't. But a lot of people think he does.
Does the Pringles guy have a monocle?
He's a Pringle, Danon. He doesn't have eyes.
God. He doesn't have hands either to put
so
the monocle
stupid.
On.
Stupid. You're so insensitive.
I can be sensitive. Ow, paper cut.
George Clooney confirms that he was not asked to return as Batman for Ezra Miller's The Flash movie. and he is confident his bat nipples will not be making an appearance. Yeah, Dana, I don't think he said that. I don't think he went, yeah, my bat nipples aren't going to make an appearance.
He did. He did, though. Oh, me and George, we go way back. We went to grade school together.
I'm just going to Google George Clooney bat nipples and just, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see that right after. No, Camden, we have to finish the episode. Don't get distracted. I know how you get seeing
why
the
are
bat
they
nipples.
So defined?
Well, how else are they going to fit in that tight suit?
Does he have that, like, protruding of nipples?
Jackson, if you were Batman, what physical feature could you not leave out of being sculpted onto your bat suit?
My jawline.
Mm.
See, it's funny because that's the only piece that
yeah, no, that was
part
funny.
That's
not only was that funny, that was witty and clever as well. A real ha-ha, funny, quirky, funny moment.
I'm now reading an article about how the bat nipples were actually genius.
That's not true at all.
Hey, maybe it's saying something, Danny. Maybe since you think that, maybe you're not a genius.
They apparently honor the hyper-stylized version of comic book art that overemphasizes the muscles the heroes form. So this article is stating that nipples are now muscles. Believe it or not.
You don't bench with your nips? Yeah, okay, bro.
The article says that it's the best part of the film.
Oh, no.
I think the article is very correct.
It's just some guy in his computer. And he's like, God, I just love those nipples in that movie. It's so good. It's my favorite part of that movie. Mom, can you make me a sandwich? God, I love bat nipples.
Welcome back to another BuzzFeed article. Today, I'm going to defend the Batman bat nipples. Number one, super sexy. Gotta stay in the film. Number two, makes me proud about my protruding nipples.
Take this quiz to find out which bat nipple you were.
There's only two options. Unless...
Are you a Sagittarius?
No.
Okay, then you're a right nipple.
Is that the test?
Yes. Half the zodiac signs are left, half the zodiac signs are right.
But he only asked if I was a Sagittarius.
No, Jackson, it's actually only the Sagittarius is the left.
Oh, and everyone else is right?
Yeah. Cram a lot of people into one nipple, but, you know, we make it work.
That's the name of my autobiography.
Dana Pacheco, how to cram a lot of people in one nipple.
By Dana Pacheco.
Bye.
A book about nipples.
Author Dana Pacheco.
The rights to Daredevil have been officially returned to Marvel from Netflix, which leave only Jessica Jones and The Punisher to be returned to Marvel early February next year. Do you guys think they're going to do anything with these characters? Possibly a recast? Or do you think they're going to sit in the basement until they do a full-scale reboot of the MCU in like 30 to 40 years?
Well, I'll just be the first to say, if they do, I said doo-doo.
You said doo-doo.
Oh my god.
Camden
just leave.
Camden is this episode's goofball.
Yeah, I'm out. Yeah.
The goofball award goes to Camden Powell.
No, if they do end up doing a full-scale reboot of the MCU in like 40 years, we're bringing back the podcast, boys. We're bringing it back.
Oh, we gotta.
We gotta bring it back for the reboot.
When I'm wearing adult diapers and I'm only 60 and everyone else is just like, why are you?
You're only
You can still
60,
go to the
dude.
Bathroom.
Yeah, but
now
why
I've given
would
up.
I?
How easy it to just piss your pants and keep walking.
Mm-hmm. So simple. But I don't think they're going to recast, actually. I think they're going to keep the same actors, but just not reference the shows at all.
You think they're going to do the thing like how they did in a sense of like Black Widow, where they just kind of like, here's a character and they have a backstory, but we're not going to get into it. Here
yeah, probably. Or maybe like, they do a backstory for like maybe Daredevil or like the Punisher. I don't really know. But we'll see how it goes.
I think that the Punisher and Daredevil are the, like the only two who would need a background.
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, okay, Iron Fist is just a kung fu guy. Okay, Luke Cage is, you can't kill him. Jessica Jones is super strong.
Nah, he got muscles.
But like Daredevil, he's like walking around and you're like, oh, why is he? I mean, maybe he's just born blind. And they go, nope, radioactive sludge. And you're like,
well, I feel like I should have known that before getting into this movie.
That's so weirdly specific. Yep, If you pour sludge into your eyes, you go blind.
Found out the hard.
My Hero Academia's third film has been announced for the summer of 2021. Jackson, does this excite you at all?
I haven't seen the second one. So I should probably watch that before I
get on it.
Okay, it came out in Japan a really long time ago, but I think it recently came out in America.
So you didn't even fly to Japan to watch it? Are you even a real fan of the movies?
You're like not supposed to fly right now, bud.
I fly wherever I want. I'm like Superman.
It's so easy for me. What are you doing?
To be fair, tickets are pretty inexpensive, but you know, traveling isn't the move.
But the weight of the guilt of what you've done.
That's the move.
That's priceless.
God, I love Staples. When that happens. Staples. No. Hey, I like Office Depot and Office Max. Why are there two different things?
Well, then why don't you go marry them?
I already did. Legally.
And when's the wedding?
In Utah. Okay, well, if I already married them, clearly the marriage already happened.
Or you're in the process of marrying them.
We're polygons.
Oh.
Yeah. Only intellectuals will get that joke, and Jackson made a confused face, so that's why I say only intellectuals will get the joke.
I don't know. Jackson just scored a 100% on his math test. When's the last time you got 100%
actually,
on anything,
it was a
buddy?
Math quiz.
It was a math quiz.
Wonder Woman 1984 will be 2 hours and 31 minutes, and will also be the first film on HBO Max in 4K. Do you know how many pixels that is, Danon?
I'm going to guess 4.
Close. 7.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to guess 3.
No, you're way off, Jackson. Go to hell.
Come on, Jackson. Come
in jail?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's my worst. That's the worst part of playing Monopoly. You land on the corner spot and say, go to hell and jail. And you're like, can't it just be one?
Yeah, I hate when that happens. And then sometimes you land on another corner spot and then you just get shot in real life. Yeah. I don't know if I was
playing Jumanji. Monopoly. That's the plot of Jumanji.
If you die in the game, you die for real.
Yeah.
So do you guys think that a 2 hour and 31 minutes film is enjoyable?
If it's a good film.
Because a lot of people have short attention spans at this point. So do you
I lost what you were saying. I don't know what you were saying after like 5 seconds, but I think I'm going to like it. I have a really long attention span.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Wait, Kim, you hold the world record for attention span, right? Longest attention span?
You have like a 12-foot attention span, right?
It's just so long.
It's impractical.
You gotta like it around. I don't fit through doorways.
You gotta wrap it around your waist to go anywhere.
It's the worst.
But that's not all about Wonder Woman. Warner Brothers announced that their entire 2021 slate of movies will be heading to HBO Max, similar to how Wonder Woman 1984.
I almost said
1948. we're going to World War II. But that's not all. Warner Brothers announced that their entire 2021 slate of movies will be heading to HBO Max, similar to how Wonder Woman 1984 is, both on the streaming site and in theaters.
That's
pretty awesome.
That's pretty great. But let's dive a little deeper after we tell the lovely listeners what movies that you can find on HBO Max in the start of 2021. Movies that will be released through the year include Godzilla vs. Kong, The Suicide Squad,
a masterpiece,
The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It,
oh, stupid devil,
Wonder Woman 1984, Dune, The Matrix 4, The Little Things, Good Burn on Camden, The Many Saints of Newark, Mortal Kombat, Space Jam, A New Legacy, starring hit Hollywood actor LeBron James, Judas and the Black Messiah, Maligna, Tom and Jerry, King Richard, Good Penis Joke, Those Who Wish Me Dead, Camden and Jackson, In the Heights, and Reminiscence. What do you guys think about all these?
I just
want to
reference the Little Things joke directed towards me. We just talked about how long my attention span was. So
that's fair.
Yeah, take it back.
Yeah, yeah, but where God giveth canon,
he taketh away.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm 2 feet tall. It's the worst.
We didn't get to this best podcast position without giving up what we love the most. I lost my hands. I do everything with my hands. Even some things a little too much.
I ain't got no elbows.
How are you going to put things down, Camden?
I can't.
I lost my foreskin.
Yeah, but I forgot. I meant to tell you, that wasn't part of the radio thing.
Oh, wait, I have to lose more?
No, you just gave them $20. I just didn't want to give them money, so they took my hands. That was a completely unrelated thing to happen.
Jackson, who took your foreskin?
The doctor.
Jackson, he said, were you in a hospital or were you in an alley?
Were you in an alleyway or were you in an Office Depot?
Office Depot.
I will be speaking to my polygon. It's a comedic callback, in case you guys were wondering. That's what that
I
was.
Wasn't.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Is this the right move for HBO Max for the next year, just to release everything double-double?
It's better. I feel like, I think it's the right move.
If things are back to normal, they would make more money by just releasing it in theaters. But if things aren't back to normal, then yes, this is the move.
I think they're going to see a lot of subscriptions for HBO Max, actually.
I'm just not sure. Because
you're never sure about anything.
Yeah,
Danny.
Make up your mind.
Okay. How do I start the podcast? I want to get the first line like really good. You know what I mean?
Danny, we've been recording for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I just don't... I don't get
Kanan,
it.
Kanan, we've been recording for 12 years.
What?
You have to get over it.
Wake up, Danan. Hey, you guys know that? You guys know that video of that guy? Where he's like,
yeah, yeah.
First ever fart mic.
Oh, yeah.
And he just poops his pants.
What? Okay, you need to send me.
It's such a good video. Anyways. HBO Max has ended their 7-day free trial offer ahead of the Wonder Woman 1984 release. Oh, those dirt bags. How they knew I was going to use their 7-day free trial offer ahead of the Wonder Woman 1984 release.
I was just going to wait until this Snyder cut, but now I guess we actually have to get HBO Max.
Yeah, that's a lot of money that I don't have. Again, I don't get paid anything for being on this show.
You pay me. And yeah, with that money, debt. I get HBO Max.
Oh, okay. Can I use it?
No. Okay. By yourself, you scumbag.
Hey, Danny, can I use it?
Yeah, absolutely, Jackson.
Awesome. Thanks, dude.
Dude.
AMC Theater CEO Adam Aaron, pretty cool name, slams Warner Media for HBO Max movie premieres, and you bet your sugar plums we got the whole quote. Quote, clearly Warner Media intends to sacrifice clearly Warner Media intends to sacrifice a considerable portion of the profitability of its movie studio division and that of its production my brain moves faster than my mouth can like speak. You know what? Let me take a drink of water. Give me a second.
Just
I need to prep. This is a long.
No, take your time, buddy. Take your time.
It's like two sentences.
They're really long sentences. Don't judge me.
Okay, when you're ready, Jackson.
Quote, clearly Warner Media intends to sacrifice a considerable portion of the profitability of its movie studio division and that of its production partners and filmmakers to subsidize its HBO Max startup. As for AMC, we will do all in our power to ensure that Warner does not do so at our expense. We will aggressively pursue economic terms that preserve our business. End quote.
Dang, they were not happy about that. So do you think that means that AMC is not going to show Warner Brother films at their movie theaters anymore?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think Warner Media is going to care. I think they're going to go, okay, whatever. We'll do it at Regal or other movie theater chains? Well, are
it's
there more?
Just those two.
Yeah, it's just those two.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's other ones, but no.
I don't know what gives this guy the right. Like, it's their movies. And he's like, how dare they release it elsewhere as well? Are you kidding me? My business that is clearly not essential right now. How dare they?
Well, you know what, Camden? I'm actually on, what's his name? Adam Aaron's side. Mm-hmm. I think that for what they're doing is really screwing over the movie theaters industry even more than they're already at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's not helping anyone but Warner at this point. Like what they're choosing to do.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also their movie.
Yeah, it's great for them.
Like,
but
they don't owe AMC anything. You know what I mean? Like, if all the movie theaters in the world shut down, they would just open their own. You know what I mean?
They would not. They'd just do a streaming service like they're doing.
Okay, but that's the same concept, though.
Yeah, but it ruins the experience of going to the movies if you just...
I think going to the movies is so overrated. It's overpriced. And like, what, you sit in a room with a ton of strangers and then you don't even get to like take your pants off?
They're not strangers if... Oh.
Camden, stop describing your Eyes Wide Shut parties on this podcast.
Sorry.
I'm not having it, Camden. No more orgy talk.
Especially not during... HBO Warner Media movies.
Did you guys hear it?
You just peed yourself on camera.
Fart mic.
Is it pew?
Pug.
Pug.
Pog.
Florence Pog. No, I'm kidding. Florence Pugh will reprise her role as Yelena Belova in the Hawkeye Disney Plus series. But oh no, that's not all. Strap in and get that bullseye mark ready, because we're going through a crap ton of Hawkeye Disney Plus news right now. First things first, Hawkeye adds 6 new cast members to the show, ranging from characters' parents to C-list supervillains, including the Clown. For those of you who don't know who the Clown is, neither
it's
do
Cameron
I.
It's Cameron Powell.
Dude.
Hey-o. Doofus of the episode.
I thought it was the Joker.
On top of that, Hailee Steinfeld has been cast as Kate Bishop for the show, and there were even some set images leaked showing her and Jeremy Renner running through the New York subway. So what do you guys think about those images?
They look like they're having a fun time. And you know, I'm all
about
fun. There's a dog.
A bow.
No arrows, but a bow. So I know how they're going to use it. Maybe
that's like there were no hawks.
Stand in it.
There were a couple of eyes.
Yeah. Well, I'd say more than a couple.
And a couple, and two on a dog as well. Keep that in mind.
So a total of 6 eyes.
Yeah, but no, we have to consider here, guys. Are we talking about hawks and eyes or hawks eyes? Because if we're talking about hawks eyes, I saw none of those. So
you're right. Yeah.
Those go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about hawk guys, there's only one guy in there and still no hawks.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't consider him to be a hawk guy.
Yes, a hot guy, yeah. Sure, even.
Well,
but.
it's like horse girl, you know? Hawk guy.
Yeah, the D-list Marvel superhero horse girl.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to get romantically involved with horses.
Yeah.
Right.
She just kisses them. Give them a
Are we not
going to
talk about Squirrel Girl? It's like the equivalent,
Don't you
right?
dare bring up Squirrel
That's
Girl.
That's an actual character.
Don't!
No, but Squirrel Girl doesn't fuck squirrels.
Not yet. When they run out of ideas.
When we get the reins of that Disney Plus show, oh, baby.
It's just...
It's over.
It's just an hour-long episode, and there's 30 episodes per season of just... It's just pure hardcore squirrel porn.
Mm-hmm. We're talking squirrel on squirrel action, baby.
Squirrel on girl, girl on squirrel, squirrel on squirrel on girl on squirrel. You know, anything you can imagine.
This ain't your mama's squirrel girl.
Please don't let your mother watch this.
Jeremy Renner even confirms that Hawkeye production is currently underway with a post of his chair that says Clint Barton on it and a caption saying, "Miss Bishop, we need you." Do you guys think they're going to continue the cool story of Hawkeye as Ronin from Avengers Endgame? Or will they make Hawkeye lame again?
He's going to be lame again. If you look at the pictures, he has normal hair. Idiot.
Yeah.
And that hair from Endgame? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was
really
so cool.
Stupid.
It like flopped back and forth.
Okay, he was cool in the rain. You have to cut him some slack.
He gets no slack from me. My rope is taut with Jeremy Renner.
I taught my rope Jeremy Renner's name.
Have you guys seen the Jeremy Renner app?
You mean the app where he has videos of him saying nice things about people?
Yeah, yeah. And then people pay him money to be a part of the Jeremy Renner fan club. And then it got criticized online and he deleted the app. Look it up. It's really interesting.
No, I know all about the Jeremy Renner app. I wanted to try it, but by the time I found out about it, they already pulled it.
Mm-hmm.
I was 100%
I was going to give him all the money in my bank account.
Well, I wasn't going to do that. I just wanted to hear him say, hey, Danon,
I did.
Welcome to the Jeremy Renner fan club. And I would have been like,
Hot guy said things.
Hot guy.
A new Van Helsing movie is in the works. Universal is reportedly planning a new movie set to be produced by Conjuring and Aquaman director James Wan. What do you guys think of that, Wan?
Nice.
Thank
Name
you.
Pun?
Thank you.
You're back on the board.
Cool.
Have you guys seen the Hugh Jackman Van Helsing movie?
No. I have not.
It is not good at all.
You look like you're going to say, like, amazing or something.
It is not. It is okay. It's definitely, like, one of those cult classic movies where it's, like, so bad that some people enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not something to write home about. It's better than that weird Vampire Untold movie or I, Frankenstein, because those movies suck.
Was the movie better than George Clooney's Bat Nipples? That's
Hard
the comparison
to say.
Here.
Hard to say. I would say there was definitely more nipples visible in this Van Helsing movie, and two of them were Hugh Jackman's, so that already makes it better.
Okay, fair. So on a scale of 1 to 10 bat nipples, what would you give it?
I'd give it 4 bat nipples, because that's how many nipples you see in the movie.
Okay, fair. We're going to rate the Tim Allen Santa Claus movies on a scale of nipples, by the way.
No, we are not.
Yeah, we are. Already decided.
No, it's true. There's actually nipples in that movie, so.
We are not.
We're doing it.
Rian Johnson.
Nope.
Nearly had.
Try again.
Ryan?
Yep.
Is it Ryan?
Mm. Yes, it's Ryan.
Dude, why is there not a Y there? Who spells Ryan with an I? Tell me. I'm actually upset at this one.
Ryan?
Because yeah. I get names wrong a lot because they're just spelled stupidly. Like, hey, my name's Ryan. Not with a Y, with an I, because I'm different. Fuck off.
He didn't decide his name. It was given to him.
I don't think Rian Johnson.
This poor guy.
Listen, Rian Johnson already gets enough hate. You don't need to go for his name.
Jesus all right, Christ.
Right. Rian Johnson nearly had Force Ghost Anakin in The Last Jedi instead of Yoda. Camden, do you think this would have saved the film?
Okay. Unpopular opinion here. I liked The Last Jedi, and every time
that an unpopular opinion because that movie sucks.
Every time I rewatch the movie, I like it more and more, and I notice more and more things I didn't notice the last rewatch. So I'm not gonna say like it's a good like Star Wars movie per se, but I think it's a good movie. Like I don't think there's anything like super inherently wrong with the movie. I don't like the direction he took the story, but I enjoy the movie and I enjoy watching the movie. And when I'm looking for like good Star Wars movies. Like, do I like watching this movie? Would I watch it over and over again? And yes, I would. Now, if he had Force Ghost Anakin in this movie, that would be amazing. But I'm not upset it was Force Ghost Yoda. I wish Anakin was in the last movie, but that's a whole different topic.
Now, lovely listeners, we're going to take a timeout real quick while I just completely ram into The Last Jedi. That's the timeout bell real quick. First of all, let's start off with the good things about that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Ben and Rey fight in the throne room. Fantastic. Amazing cinematography.
Flawed
There's no
choreography.
Flashy cuts. Fantastic.
Mm.
Second thing, when that one commander light speeds through the Star Destroyer.
That was
visually
awesome.
And storytelling.
Seeing
that
in the theaters
beautiful.
Was so cool.
So fantastic. Third thing, Ghost Yoda. Love him. Fourth thing. Luke Skywalker, even if his character was completely thrown into the trash, I really love Mark Hamill. And whenever he's in anything, he always just adds an extra level to it where you're like, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And now that was less than 5 good things about The Last Jedi. So let's get into it. The first thing, the Rebels' plan on stopping the Empire, the First Order, in the first scene of the movie. They're like, let's fly a bunch of slow ships at the enemy and drop 3 space bombs on them. And what ends up happening is the bad guys shoot all the bomb ships. And what happens when you shoot a bomb, Jackson?
It kills you.
To an extent. The bombs blow up. So Poe, the main pilot guy, flies right into it and just does like a suicide run with half of the rebellion. They blow up. That's over with.
Stop. I'm going to try and rebuttal everything that you say right now. It was not the resistance's decision. It was Poe's decision, okay? Leia did not want to do that. It was showing Poe's flaws as a leader, and through this movie, he had to recognize those flaws and learn from them. Continue.
Second thing, they decide to make the entire movie about 3 separate things at once, which you could do. Fantastic. One, Luke training Rey in the Force. Fantastic. Necessary. Second thing, the rebels moving 2 miles an hour in space away from a big ship. Okay. Third thing, Finn and Rose go to a casino. Now, if it were up to me, I'd just take out that third one and maybe cut that second one in half and give most of the story to Rey and Luke training.
I don't disagree with you there. I don't think the casino was vital to it, but the problem with this movie is not necessarily the movie itself. It's what happened in 9. Because it felt like J.J. Abrams was like, I'm going to create this movie and ignore the one in the middle. And Rian Johnson was like, I'm going to ignore the movie to my left and hope that they finish it off in the right. And they didn't do that. They didn't have a solid plan set out for it. But what Rian Johnson was trying to show through the casino scene is like all the good in the galaxy and how you don't have to come from somewhere to be a good person. Like Rose is a great person who wanted to like let all those animals free in this evil, like rich capitalistic society on that casino planet. And then there's little kids there who help them release the animals. Like you don't have to be like a special person to be special in terms of history. But continue.
Now I want to throw a rebuttal in there, and I'm sure Jackson can agree. No one cares. No, I don't care about space animals. I don't care that
you're not supposed to care
planet.
About the space animals. You're supposed to care about the message behind it.
Give a crap if the message is terribly delivered. And the final thing that I'll talk about before we move on with the news, I loathe the fact that they set up so many characters without explaining their plans. They just go and they say, we would tell you the plan, but that might ruin it. If the commander who sacrifices herself and light speeds into a ship, awesome scene. If she just said, hey, we're going to burn our fuel in this ship and then escape to this one rebel planet, cool. Everyone would be fine. There'd be no need for a coup de grace. There'd be no need for Finn and Rose to come back. There would be no need for Rey to fly after them several times. There would be no need for any of that if people just said, hey, here's our plan. This is what we're going to do.
Okay. Rebuttal to that again. We did see what happened when she told Poe the plan. He freaked out and started telling everyone that she was running a suicide mission, when in fact, that's not what she was doing. She knew if they outran them for long enough, they could slowly sneak away to the planet under the...
But she didn't say that to anyone. That to anyone.
But because it was too late. By the time Poe had found out what she was doing, he already made his own assumptions, and he already didn't respect her as a leader, so he wasn't going to follow it. And she didn't want to have to lightspeed into them, but because of what Poe did, she was forced to do that. You're wrong, Danon. Congrats.
Forced.
Guys, remember that one time? Remember that one time when like they the lightsabers?
Yeah.
And the Force.
That's my favorite part of the movie.
That was
I think
so
we can
awesome.
All agree on that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Star Wars is just so cool, guys.
So you all know Sonic the Hedgehog, right? The best movie of 2020. Well, its gosh dang Sonic sequel starts filming early 2021. What do you guys want to see in this Sega second movie?
Two things.
Okay,
two things.
Go ahead.
Jackson?
Big the Cat.
Yes.
And Zavok.
Weird pull, but okay. We're bringing in like the really, really, really extended Sonic characters.
I want to see the original Sonic design.
As the main antagonist. Now,
as Sonic. And just don't say anything about it. It's how we looked the whole time. I liked it.
And they just go, the first scene is just, hey Sonic, I'm glad you're done doing meth. And he just turns toward the camera in the old design and everyone's screaming. He goes, thanks, I think I'm slowly getting better.
Unironically though, I know they tease Tails, and he's probably going to be in this movie, but I would love to see Knuckles. Like, that would be so cool.
Yeah. Or just
please stop bringing your hand fetish into this, Jackson.
No, dude, just think, like, a giant enchilada beating the shit out of people. Like, and it would that not be the best?
I'm not a fan of Mexican food.
Ding, ding, ding. Here's our fun echidna fact of the episode. Echidnas have four penises.
Thanks, Danim.
That was very fun. The duality of man.
The Academy confirms there will be no virtual Oscars event and that the in-person telecast will happen. Yay! The thing everyone gets super excited to see for 20 minutes before changing the channel. Well, there's only going to be like 20 people there from all the movies that were released this year anyways, so at least they can follow the 6 feet apart rule.
I can't wait for Trolls World Tour to win Best Animation.
Best Original Song.
Best World Tour.
Best Justin Timberlake movie.
Oh, come on.
What's a better Justin Timberlake movie than Trolls 2 World Tour?
8 Mile.
Okay, you got me there.
Travis Scott PS5 game and console reportedly in the works. Why?
Why is he doing everything like this? What is he doing?
McDonald's meal? Fortnite, like full on event. Travi Patty.
Hey, Travi Patty, please.
Well, no. Okay. You know what it is?
What is it?
He's like reminding me of Shaquille O'Neal, you know, where you just branch out into all these different things because it makes you money.
No, that's definitely what it is. But why does anyone want a Travis Scott game? What is it going to be?
You get to be a rapper, dude.
What's the premise of the game?
It's like 8 Mile
with Justin Timberlake.
Did you guys see his Batman costume for Halloween?
Roachman?
It's just a Batman game, but it's just that costume.
Oh, man, that's awesome. For those of you listening at home, please stop what you're doing right now. Pause the episode. Look up Travis Scott Batman costume.
You know he deleted his whole Instagram account? Because people were
Oh, that's so sad. I actually feel kind of bad because of that.
Yeah, me too. Like, poor guy was like, dude, I bought this really expensive Batman costume. Look how cool it is. And everyone was like, haha, it looks so stupid. And he's like, I'm just deleting my account.
Well, maybe spend your money on an outfit that looks good.
Someone should make a Travis Scott Dark Knight mod.
Oh my gosh. That'd be great. And like a Travis Scott skin from the Arkham games. Like, you just run around as Roachman. That'd be great. Fantastic, even. But you know what's even more fantastic than a Travi Patty? Natalie Portman confirms that she will become the Mighty Thor in Thor Love and Thunder, which I thought she already did that, but apparently it was like, oh, she's coming back, but I don't know if she's going to be Thor.
Yeah,
like,
I was pretty sure it was confirmed.
Yeah, like, I don't know why that news articles were like, she finally confirmed it, but apparently it wasn't confirmed until now. You heard it here first, folks. Natalie Portman saying, again, what Chris Pratt joked about last week. He was saying, like, it's just really embarrassing having to do scenes with the man who's literally just a ball of muscle. And they're all joking because Chris Hemsworth got, like shredded. Like the biggest he's ever gotten for this and also the Hulk Hogan biopic. If you didn't know that, yes, Chris Hemsworth will be playing Hulk Hogan in a biopic movie. And it will be the best movie of all time.
I hope so.
Wait, okay, I do have a question though.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Mighty Thor different from Thor?
Yes. Open up your comic books, lovely listeners. Here's a quick history of the Mighty Thor. Jane Foster, the original love interest for Thor, y'all know that from the first movie, yada, yada, yada. So, in the comics, she eventually gets cancer. Aww. She goes through chemotherapy and everything to get that, and some other big cosmic scale event happened, and Thor became unworthy, couldn't lift the hammer. But at the end of one of the comics or whatever, it's a mysterious figure who picks up the hammer. The next issue, you find out, uh-oh, Jane Foster is worthy of being Thor. Bam. Whenever she uses the hammer to become Thor, she is immediately cured of her cancer. But it comes at a physical and, well, two different types of physical costs. It is exhausting for her to be in that form, and it also removes the chemotherapy whenever she becomes Thor, because the weapon heals every ailment that's in the body which includes any toxins and antitoxins that might be in there. So yeah. It's kind of like a Dr. Banner Hulk.
Personally,
kind of thing,
I would just always hold the hammer because I wouldn't get tired.
Camden, you get tired when you talk for too long.
Okay.
Camden, you're asleep right now.
Don't cry and cough. Don't cough.
And I get tired listening to your lovely voice every night, Dan. And I listen to the podcast on repeat all day.
We should have a bedtime story episode.
We should. But then we just scream at the end to wake you up.
And the little engine made it up the hill.
Ah! You cut out pretty hard there.
Your mic peaked.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Umbrella Academy star Elliot Page announces he is transgender. In an essay Tuesday, he wrote, "To all the trans people who deal with harassment, self-loathing, abuse, and the threat of violence, I see you, I love you, and I will do everything I can to change this world for the better." Elliot Page will continue his role in Umbrella Academy, and there will not be a recast.
Good for him.
Very happy for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yep.
And
I'll go because I'm more important. I'm also happy that the Umbrella Academy is not recasting him. I think that's very important as well.
I think that would be kind of like a really messed up.
That would be awful.
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
And I've seen mostly really positive like responses to
I haven't his heard anything negative, yeah.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, there's always people out there who are like, my opinion is the most important. And they live and they work at Staples, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would never work at Office Depot.
Yeah, so. Office Depot hires supreme people.
It's true.
Staples, any Camden can get a job there.
Whoa, hey.
That was a good turn.
I don't like the implications of what you just said based on the topic we were talking about. I do wonder what they're going to do with his role, though. Any ideas?
Make
his character transgender as well? Or I wonder if they're going to make Elliot Page play a woman now. I feel like that would
it could go either or. There have been cases like in Dallas Buyers Club where Jared Leto played a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it really just depends.
Yeah. I don't even know what Umbrella Academy is about, if I'm being honest.
It sounds really interesting, and I want to watch it.
It's nice.
Is it a show or a movie?
Yeah, it's a show on Netflix, I believe. They have, I think, about to be 3 seasons. And it follows like these kids at a school who have superpowers. No, not the X-Men, but similar.
Look out, Vin Diesel. There's a new look at the Batmobile for the Batman movie starring Robert Pattinson. What do you guys think of the car design? I think it looks like a car.
Cool in the car.
I like this sleeker design. It's not like a tank like the Christopher Nolan films. And it's not a car with Gatling guns on it because Batman shouldn't kill people, Zack Snyder. I don't care what looks cool.
Guns.
But I think for what they're going for, I'm really excited to see what they do with like the entire idea of Batman and like this more gritty noir version.
Yeah,
because he doesn't seem super high tech. Like it has all the pieces to be the best Batman movie, but can it deliver me sushi from downtown?
I want sushi.
Hopefully,
right now. That sounds so good.
Yeah,
it's 11 p.m. though. I don't think I can get sushi.
What's another food that you would eat that was raw? Sushi is mainly raw fish. So what other food? Well. Wish I couldn't censor that, dude. Because then people would think you're super cool and not in all a douche.
Yeah.
DuckTales reboot is ending after season 3. A woo, but the opposite of that, because it's not a woohoo. It's actually an aw man. Disney seems to have a trend of ending shows when people get really into them. Why do you think that is?
Because they hate people.
They hate them.
And they love the feeling of power they get by making people hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're like
Disney is responsible for 90% of the world's suicides because they're ending the DuckTales
because
reboot.
Of DuckTales.
I mean, yeah, it's a direct correlation. You can't just ignore that. But have you guys seen the DuckTales reboot at all?
No, I actually haven't.
I've heard nothing but good things, but I only watched like the first, like the original episode 1, But it seemed really good. It has like David Tennant as Scrooge McDuck and then a bunch of SNL actors in it. So it seems like it has a really strong cast.
I think they end shows when they're popular because Disney Mouse.
Yeah. Mickey? More like Disney. Yeah. We can't say that.
Danon, you should know I spent all my time watching shows about geese and not about duck.
I apologize for putting you this in such an uncomfortable position. Yeah,
I'm very anti-duck. Honk honk. That's our call. Like, quack? What do you mean quack? Yeah. Honk honk.
Idiot ducks. Geese are
duck
better.
You.
Hey, honk you.
Nah, the duck one's better.
Amazon's Lord of the Rings series adds 20 actors to the cast. But it seems sounds like a lot, but you know, it seems kind of obvious if you've seen the movies or read the books when there's like, you know, 100 million people in the main story.
There's not 100 million.
There's not even that many people in the world.
Go ahead, count them. Go, Danon. I don't want to like burst your bubble here because I know you got a good bubble going on.
I have a great bubble going on.
There's 101 million people in the world.
That's not true.
No, it's true, dude. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah. God. Cameron actually.
I counted them.
Did the census by hand. By himself.
Yeah, I just have so many fingers, so they chose me to do it.
You just have such a long attention span.
Uh huh. Yeah. No one else could do that. They'd get bored.
What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Oscar Isaac was cast as Solid Snake, and we are now one step closer to making the Smash Brothers Cinematic Universe, or SBCU, patent pending.
I don't think we can get that patent.
It's already pending. I already sent it in.
What do you think the pending means, bud?
Yeah, well, it's pending. We're not going
to
get it.
I sent it to Patent Incorporate.
Incorporate?
I don't know, man.
Someone already patent pended the Patent Incorporated, so they just said Patent Incorporate.
Mm, gotcha.
Someone beat them to it.
Yeah, my dad owns Microsoft, so he could probably ban
my dad is Steve Jobs. I miss him so much.
Do you guys ever have that in like elementary, middle school, where you're like playing a game or something? And then, yeah, my dad works for Nintendo. I had a friend, and she once told me, she's like, yeah.
Wait, stop me there. You
I
had
know,
friends?
This might be shocking. So I had a friend, and she literally said to me one time, I'm not even joking. Jackson, you'll get a kick out of this. I had a friend who said, my grandfather is Shigeru Miyamoto. And I was like, no way. And then she on her phone showed me pictures of them in gatherings together, like their whole family, like at a dinner table eating. And I was just like, you just know Shigeru Miyamoto? And you wouldn't start
out
with it?
Wait, she was being serious?
And I always thought it was...
Oh.
Yeah, and I always thought it was just like a coincidence because her last name is Miyamoto. So I was just like, oh, cool. What do you know? We're related. I go.
So she's like rich now, right?
I don't think Shigeru Miyamoto would just give out that Nintendo money.
Well, he's not dead yet, right?
But when he dies.
Oh, she's going to be a very rich woman. When her parents
die. Couple lines of accidental deaths might need to happen, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar Isaac's kind of hitting slam dunks right now. Star Wars, Marvel, now Solid Snake.
Basketball.
what is there left for him to play before he is satisfied with being like members of all the biggest like movies? He needs to voice an Eminem.
Twilight. Oh my god, you're so right. What color would he be? What color?
Well, yellow is voiced by J.K. Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
Red is voiced by the dude who voiced Fry on Futurama. And I don't remember what the blue one sounds like, so he should do the blue one.
Okay. Just kick the other guy off.
Just kick him out.
I think he should do the green Eminem and be a woman.
Show his range. A candy and a woman?
I mean,
I've never seen an actor
impressive.
Pull it off.
Because it's hard.
I mean, it's just impossible. Jackson, what do you think Oscar Isaac has to do until he's finally crowned the king of all franchises?
He has to voice Sonic the Hedgehog.
Mm.
I think that's the peak. Like, that's when you're done acting. You just peak there. When you're in a Sonic movie, you've made it.
When you are Sonic.
When you are Sonic. Jim Carrey hasn't made it yet. He's not Sonic. If anything, he's further from it now because he's the bad guy.
Exactly.
Now, with so many films coming out during Christmas after the end of Rumi's Talking Movies Season 2, we are going to just have to do one big episode for our return covering Soul, Wonder Woman 1984, the Shark Boy and Lava Girl sequel, and possibly Monster Hunter. Unless it sucks, then we have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna need your access cards, like now.
Nothing's getting in, and no one's getting out either. What are these for?
To protect your butts when you hit the ground.
Oh, she's got shark strength!
So there was only one trailer that we're gonna discuss this week, and that is the trailer for We Can Be Heroes, aka this isn't the Shark Boy and Lava Girl sequel, but it has Shark Boy and Lava Girl in it. And it focuses on their kids. So it's like a superhero movie where all the parents get captured or die. Who knows? I think they just get captured. And then all the kids are heroes. And they're stupid.
Wait a minute.
And she has shark strength.
Yeah, no, that's a really, no, really wait a minute. Apt description.
Isn't that the plot of the first Spy Kids movie?
That the parents get captured?
No, yeah, no, and then the kids
no,
save
that's
them.
That's not the first one, is it?
Yeah, because the second yeah, one. Oh is my god! Yeah, right.
The second one is the dinosaurs.
Yeah, and then the third one was with the guy.
The video games.
The guy. Doesn't he just
the
die?
Best. Yes, Elijah Wood has the best cameo in any movie ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The guy. Yeah, the movie looks exactly like all the Spy Kids movies. It looks terrible.
It really does. Yeah, it looks.
I can't wait to watch it though.
Okay, in the trailer, there's this one scene where they like. There was this one scene in the trailer. It was really stupid. And they put down some cushions and they're like, oh, why do you need these cushions? And then the little girl grabs the big fat bodyguard's arm, flips him over, and the other dude is like, she has shark strength because she's the daughter of Shark Boy and Lava Girl. But what I don't understand, is a shark strong?
I don't know.
The question
Shark Boy is
why,
like,
because we know its jaw
why is his
is
first
strong,
instinct,
but it's not like a gorilla where you're like, okay, it has arms and fists that you could break something with. Okay, it's this strong.
She could probably bite really just, hard. Like,
she has shark strength. No, shark strength.
This is something I hadn't accounted for.
That's the one thing we weren't prepared for. Shark Boy and Lava Girl's daughter. Next thing you're going to tell me you can control lava. You can? Fuck! All in all, top 10 movie. Can't wait to start off the New Year's with that. With
that's
going to
be so bad.
Oh, yeah. Probably Dream Horse
Dream tier. Horse tier. Except this movie will come out in the year we're talking about it and before we start speaking on it.
Yeah.
Someday we'll get to Dream Horse.
Maybe. Maybe never. Maybe it was never meant to Dream Horse.
Hey, Cam, now I want to talk to you about this privately, but you really got to step up your jokes or I will cut you from this award-winning podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You better watch out. You better not pout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. Tim Allen is coming to your house and stealing all your gifts. That's right, it's Santa Claus time. It's time to talk about the 1997 holiday flick, Santa Claus. Does it hold up, or does it end up being a winter blunderland? Well, all that and so much more will be covered right now. Kimmin, why don't you tell our lovely listeners a beautiful quick summary of what the Santa Claus movie is about?
Yeah, you know, Danan, I would really love to give the viewers a summary. I just want to say that I will probably end up being a little bit biased because I loved this movie as a child.
It's older.
So, okay, well, I still watched it, okay? I'm going to give you a one-sentence summary.
Fantastic. Fire away.
When a man inadvertently makes Santa fall off his roof on Christmas Eve, he finds himself magically recruited to take his place. That's about it. Basically, Tim Allen's like, ugh, I hate Santa Claus. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to kill Santa Claus. And then he becomes Santa Claus. And the whole movie is him trying to deny he's Santa Claus. And then he gets chased by the cops when he finally accepts he's Santa Claus.
Okay. Oof. I want to start off by saying I remember, because we all, I'm sure, I know you didn't, Jackson, but me and Cameron watched this on like Disney Channel when we were growing up.
No, I saw it.
Sure.
I'd seen you did? Before. Jackson, yes. I don't believe you.
I'd seen all, right. all of them.
Why do because you lie. Me? You're a pathological liar.
That's you're not even true.
You're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a paranormal. But
I remembered this movie at the beginning. Tim Allen's character was actually really mean. But rewatching it, he's really just like, hey, don't tell my kid he can't believe in Santa Claus. He's just a kid.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm working. I like my job. Oh, okay. How is that a bad guy, like, trait, a bad dad trait to really care about your job? And then when he shows up, when the family's there, he's like, oh, sorry, I'm a little late. Hey, let's go have food. And he tried to go a couple places to make the kid happy. I'm going to be honest. Charlie, the little kid's main character, he's kind of a piece of shit in the beginning.
Yeah, he's true. Such a jerk.
He's like, I hate you, Dad. When can I go see
he says that in front of him, man.
Wait. No, hang on. But the only reason he likes his dad later on in the movie is because he's Santa Claus. Like, nothing changes in their relationship. He's just Santa Claus now. And he's like, I love you, Dad. Like, what?
And they didn't do the thing.
That's how you bond with your kids, Camden, didn't you hear? You turn into Santa Claus.
They didn't do the thing either where he was like, oh, I don't believe in Santa Claus. This is harumph. He was like all for, hey, kids should believe in Santa Claus. Yep. You gotta believe in Santa Claus. And then when he sees Santa Claus, he's not,
it was Neo.
He pulls a complete 180 and he's like, now that can't be real. I don't believe in Santa Claus no more because the plot needs me to. Like, why wouldn't he just be like, oh, he's real? Like, wouldn't that be like a dead giveaway for someone who's all about making your kids still believe in Santa and all that? And on top of that, Santa's pretty weak from falling into thick snow and just...
Yeah, he just dies. Okay, well, there are theories about this movie, and I don't know if you guys want me to get into that, but...
Oh, it's theory time.
No.
Oh, okay, so basically, I'm going to give a little bit of a spoiler for the future movies, but Tim Allen's boss in this movie is actually Father Time in the later movies. And so people think he comes back in time to be his boss to make sure that these events play out and he becomes Santa Claus no matter what. Yeah. Huh.
Whoa.
The Santaverse. Wow.
The Sandlerverse. Adam Sandler's back, baby.
Adam Sandler's back as the Santa Claus.
And we're going to the North Pole! I really think that this film does a lot well. It makes it like unique in some aspects. Like, we always think Santa Claus just jumps down the chimney, but in this one, like, the bag of toys is like his mode of transportation, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
no, it has a lot of like hot takes on like Christmas. But at the same time, I think it does a lot of things kind of wrong. Mm-hmm. One thing I thought was, honestly, okay, imagine you're in the mom's place position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your ex-husband stole your kid, didn't leave a note, didn't call for a year, literally from one Christmas to the next, didn't write. Finally, like, as a year passes, you get a call
son. Jackson, that's traumatizing.
No, it was a year. It was one Christmas to another. Yes, it was.
The first scene takes place on Christmas Eve. A whole year passes.
Oh my God, you're right.
20 minutes.
That's traumatizing. She didn't hear from her son for a year. He's like 4 years old. No, like, he's like 6 years old. Like, that's where I was like, this movie is messed up.
I did not remember Santa being a wanted felon in the third chapter of this movie.
Remember that.
He deserved it though.
And
he stole the kid.
What kind of asshole asshole cops did they make for this movie where they're like, this man has kidnapped his child and he believes he's Santa Claus. Oh, so are we looking for some kind of mall Santa? And you're like, John, this child has been missing for 6 months. I'd appreciate it if you took this seriously. Like, all the cops were making jokes the whole time. Oh, what's the kid done? Been naughty? And like, dude, what the f***?
Like, this kid's been missing
for a year and you're just cracking jokes. And it seems like they put no effort into looking for Santa until Christmas Eve. And they went to like every mall and was just arresting Santas left and right. He fits the description, all right.
Yeah, and the other thing is like...
Yeah, obviously he fits the description.
There were more things that just didn't make sense. Like the fact that the mom, Laura, didn't believe in Santa at all. Yet she had police people stationed at her house on Christmas. Because, like, they were expecting him, you know? Like, that was kind of stupid. Like, why would you expect him if you don't...
Well, they thought he was just a crazy guy who went into people's houses on Christmas.
Which, to be fair, that is Santa.
Yeah.
And another thing, if she was, like... If he was crazy and believed he was Santa Claus and did kidnap the child, why would he go back to the house that the people were, like, we're setting him up?
And why
it's not even his house?
When Charlie was, like... Hey, Dad, can we go to my house? He was like, sure we can. Yeah, like, he didn't even hesitate.
Dude, that kid was wired. You know the cops talked to him beforehand, and they're like, we're going to catch this sick son of a bitch in the act. We just need you to copy. We need you to get him to say, I kidnapped you on footage.
Mm.
And he's just like, so, Dad, where were we for the last year? Why, the North Pole, of course, son. And how did we get there? Well, I stole you from your parents. The cops kicked down the door. But I appreciated how, like, as he became more Santa-like, he became more jolly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he treated people nicer. He didn't even treat anyone that badly. Like, in the beginning. It wasn't like a polar
opposite. In the beginning, I feel like he acted completely fairly. He was just like, what is going on? Where am I? Like, he thought he was dreaming. Like, the poor guy. Like... It's a bit of a shock.
Like, I wouldn't even be... I think I'd go insane if I saw the North Pole and they're like, you're Santa now. I would just go to, like, a loony bin.
Yeah, no, I'd be like...
okay. I need medical attention.
And then
he
wakes up... Okay, he goes to the North Pole the first night and wakes up in his own bed. How?
Magic?
Also, he has magic powers. I just want to point that out.
Yes.
He hasn't used them because in the beginning, he was like, I wish we had a way to get up to the roof. And he turned around, there was a ladder, which, by the way, that was a really funny joke that they made. But he clearly can just do whatever he wants. So I'm just saying, guns?
I will say that a majority of the jokes in this movie are based off of puns. And that makes this movie so much better.
So good.
Like, the reason he's Santa Claus is because on the card that Santa keeps with him, there's writing on the brim of the card, and it's the Santa Claus.
Yeah. I like
Wait. Okay. At the end of the movie, when Neil, by the way, fuck you.
Fuck Neil. Get him out of here.
Neil, like, what a p***.
God, I hate that guy. When he's like, you're going to make a great psychiatrist one day, Charlie. And he's like, no, I think I'll stay in the family business. Is he going to kill his dad?
No, I think I will become Santa one day, Neil. Oh, so soon, Neil.
And then Tim Allen just turns around and just goes, what?
Like, wait a minute, son. You realize how that works, right?
Also,
like, I know full well, Dad.
We have to call him Tim Allen, right? Like, we're not calling him Scott Kringle or whatever his name was.
No, Scott Calvin. Which I did not get it until they did, like, they showed it to the audience.
Yeah, they like, were like, hey, S-C, Dad, that's your initials too.
What? Scott Calvin, Santa Claus. And I felt so stupid because as I was watching, I went, that's why he's Santa Claus. And let's talk about the elephant in the room here. Every film in the 90s, comedy-wise, always had a character which wasn't even a bad person, but just was the most normal in the situation. And he was treated as an antagonist. In this movie, it is Neil Miller. Now, Neil is probably the only type of person who fits this role and is just a fucking scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
Every chance he gets, he brags about he's a psychiatrist.
I'm a doctor. No, you aren't, Neil. Shut up.
He talks about how, oh, I understand this because I never experienced it, but I am just going to use my medical license. Like, dude, not everything can be answered with psychiatry. And okay, he's using it like a fucking TARDIS.
I have a legitimate question. Okay.
Fire away.
If all of the adults in this universe do not believe in Santa Claus, right? How do they explain the fact that they're getting presents delivered to them every year?
I was Santa wondering Claus that too.
Exists.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's not real. Where do the presents come from,
you know,
Neil?
Here's what I was thinking, Camden. I think that once they stop believing in him, like once that mm-hmm. they believe in that rumor, he stops delivering presents to them. That's how he's able to do it. Mm. He only delivers presents to the children.
Also, believe. Charlie just whipped out the space-time continuum argument with Neil, and I was like, sheesh, Charlie, go off.
He got, because Neil was like, oh yeah, I have a fucking vacuum seal tight argument. Jackson, could you be Neil in this reinterpretation of the scene?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, Charlie, so one thing, let's rip that bandaid right off. Santa isn't real, so you. Second of all, Charlie, how would you explain Santa going everywhere? What does he fly, Charlie? You can't explain that, huh? Can you? I'm a psychiatrist.
It's space-time continuum.
He asked him questions that, like, are basic Santa lore knowledge. It's like, oh yeah, really? Have you ever seen a reindeer fly? Yeah, that's how they get around, Neil.
Really? So you just expect me to leave out a plate of milk and cookies for this guy, huh? Yeah. What if he's lactose intolerant? Huh? You ever think about that, Charlie?
Okay, that was super cute, by the way.
That she girl, left him soy milk. Okay.
Yeah, so if his first year as Santa Claus, he came around to, like, this girl's house, and he, like, didn't want to be Santa. And she was like, aren't you going to drink the milk? And he's like, I'm lactose intolerant. And then the next year, he comes and visits her. And then he's like, oh, I think your milk is sour. And she's like, it's soy milk. And he was like, what? And she's like, you said you were lactose intolerant. And I was like, oh, my God. This is the best movie of all time.
I wouldn't go that far, but it was a cute moment.
No, yeah. I would go that far.
The movie was pretty wholesome. You already did. A bit cringy at times, but wholesome.
They should call him Cringe Kringle. Heyo, another Christmas pun.
quick note. Why were his coworkers so worried about his weight?
I mean, like, okay. He had gained like 50 pounds in like 2 days. How would you not be concerned for someone's health at that point? I would.
I don't think I would be like, your weight, Scott. Like they were all so aggressive about it.
No, but they were like, you need help. And I agree with them. If you gain 50 pounds in 2 days,
also,
you need
that
help.
Doctor that tried to help him was just like, just don't eat the cookies, idiot.
I know. Well, that man, I don't think that man had a medical license. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, he went.
And then well, his heart beat to the jingle bells.
That was.
What?
That was so stupid. I loved it. I like it went.
That's what I mean when I say this movie has like some interesting takes. It just like the character of Santa is so stupid. Like,
yeah.
Also.
Oh, I can't wait for the next two.
God.
Do you think he gets dumber the more he becomes like Santa? Because he became less cynical.
I think he becomes less cynical, but I don't think he becomes dumber.
He's all like, hey, where are we going, police officers? Whoa, watch the Santa hat. And then he gets pushed into a car and you're just like.
Okay, well, if time had really been a year and it was his like third Christmas at that point, he knew that the elves existed, which was the excellent. What was it?
It was literally like the elves acronym.
Yeah.
Something flying something squadron. Elite flying.
Elves acronym. Santa Claus.
It's like elite flying.
Effective liberating flight squad.
Oh, I was close.
He had to have known that it existed. So, like, I'm sure he was like, yeah, the elves are going to come save me. Like, whatever. Also, tinsel.
Wait, it was the what? It was the what?
Effective liberating flight squad.
We could do better than that.
We could. Eggnog. That's all I got. Can you guys finish it off?
Eggnog leaves. Funky smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty good.
Eggnog Lick feet, stinky.
Eleanor licked frozen sassafras.
Nice.
Jackson,
my personal favorite.
Oh, I give up.
No, I'll just kill myself.
Yeah.
My personal favorite, it's just elves, and then the E is elves, and then the L is oofs, and then the F is ps, and then ts.
Man, that's a bad one to be a favorite. So, would you guys say that this is a good Christmas movie?
Yes.
Yes, good Christmas movie for sure.
I'm going to say something. You might disagree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I like it more than Polar Express.
I do too. Polar Express is kind of weird. Polar Express is
a little weird.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Polar Express is way more what the fuck than yay, yeah. Christmas.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're like, why is Tom Hanks voicing everyone? They had three actors in this movie, and 90% of them were Tom Hanks.
That's not how math works.
But was this a good movie in general?
I think it was good at what it did. Like,
exactly. It's a good Christmas movie.
But other than that...
And here's why I say no. I watched it with my girlfriend, and she hadn't seen it when she was a kid. So it was her first time watching it. And she said she was so bored the whole time that it was just like, it wasn't good enough for her, who has like no recollection of seeing it, to be like enthralled in the movie until like the last like 20 minutes of the movie. Which is fair, but I still really like it.
I mean, it's a better movie than The Last Jedi, but I don't think it's a great movie.
Okay, don't fucking do this. Just don't.
You guys already talked for 20 minutes about The Last Jedi.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
So how many bat nipples would you rate the Santa Claus out of 5?
5? We're doing 5 bat nipples. I was assuming 10 because, you know, normally nipples come in even numbers.
Not on this show, baby. We're looking at you, okay. Jackson.
Are there 5 nipples between us?
Yes.
Someone missing a nipple?
It's Jackson. Danin. No, it's Danin. It's got to be
all right, everyone show your nips on camera real quick. Jackson, you don't have any
Jackson
nipples.
Jackson has no nipples. Do I have 3?
The math doesn't add up.
All right, we're rating it out of 6 because that's the amount of nipples on this show.
Out of 6 nipples, okay?
I give it a 4.5 out of 6.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
I will...
That's like 3/4.
I'm going to give it a 4.75 out of 6.
Wow, really? I was just going to give it like a... I'm giving it like a 3.65 bat nipples.
Yeah, but you're giving it then like a 60%. Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm reviewing the movie. I'm giving you my opinion. Now, despite us all knowing what the second one is, and we all saw how the first movie ended, based off of how that movie ended, how would you think the next movie would start? Not what the actual sequel is, but what would you assume from how that movie ends?
There's another Christmas.
They didn't really leave much room.
They have another Christmas. And Charlie's like, woohoo.
Probably. I think there's probably some conflict with Santa. It's about it. It's really hard to make guesses knowing what the next movie is about.
I think that the cops finally catch Santa Claus.
They just shoot him, actually.
And just drop him. Put your jolly mittens in the air!
Okay, personally, I think that Neil and Laura are going to get a divorce in the next movie because their relationship was already unstable, and now Neil is like going to go off the rails because like his whole philosophy is like proven wrong by Santa Claus being real, and Laura like literally doesn't even like Neil. Like, I think she likes Tim Allen. I'm just putting that out there.
Ooh, risky question. I want to throw this one out there. If Laura divorces Neil as well, do you think maybe Laura's the problem?
Yes.
Good question.
You couldn't hold down Santa Claus.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing. I think neither Tim Allen nor Neil are good in bed, and that's why Laura is going to leave them both. But now that he's Santa Claus, ho, ho, ho.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he has a candy cane or is dealing with a full stocking?
Full stocking.
Reindeer.
Reindeer? Just.
Yes.
Okay, that's scary.
A whole reindeer. It's mortifying.
Well, make sure to catch Santa Claus 2. Santa in bed.
What's it actually called? Is it just
The Santa Claus 2. Yeah, but we want to thank... Nope, there's no pun to go with 2 in this one. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Make sure to come back next week where we tackle the Santa sequel, The Santa Claus 2. Make sure not to scare Santa off of your rooftop, or else he might up like Tim Allen and gain 50 pounds in like 2 days. Take care, and we will see you all next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, it was a funny monkey moment because I didn't actually leave.